Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13 through 17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout His entire Word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon Himself so that we could have a fresh start, clothed in His righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. This week we are going to start out with a short teaching, followed by prayer. Since Yom Teruah, traditionally known as the Feast of Trumpets, is this week, we will take a closer look at what the Bible actually says about Yom Teruah. The Hebrew word Yom means day, and the Hebrew word Teruah means alarm or joyful noise. Leviticus 23 is where we are commanded to observe Yahweh's feasts or appointed times. Verse 23 and 24 tell us, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, which is Tishri, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. The Hebrew phrase, of trumpets, is not found in the original text of this verse. Only the Hebrew word teruah, which is Hebrew word 8643 in the Strong's. It is found here all by itself and is translated into the phrase blowing of trumpets. The King James Version's usage of the word teruah is shout, shouting, shouted, alarm, sound, blowing, joy, jubilee, sounding, and rejoicing. The context of all uses of the word teruah in Scripture and its first use in Scripture indicate two general meanings which are more specific than just blowing or shouting, but actually indicate two specific types of blowing or shouting. Teruah is a sound which can include the sound of a shofar or trumpet, but does not have to be the sound of a shofar or trumpet. In fact, if a scripture were actually specifying the blowing or blast of a shofar or trumpet, it would actually utilize two words together, the Hebrew word 7782, shofar, with the Hebrew word 8643, teruah. Let's look at some more verses that contain only the Hebrew word teruah without the Hebrew word shofar. We will read them as they appear in the King James Version, then as they would be translated without the added word trumpet, when the Hebrew word for trumpet or shofar does not appear in the Hebrew text. Leviticus 23:24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. This verse says it is a memorial of blowing, or teruah, but the Hebrew does not contain the word for trumpets. The King James Version here assumes trumpets and inserts the word. Instead of translating it as a memorial of blowing, it might more accurately be translated to say, a reminder of sounding alarm or joyful noise. Then Numbers 29:1 says, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. Again, the word for trumpet does not appear in this verse either. It would be more accurate to say, it is a day of teruah, or warning alarm and joyful noise. The King James Version just decided, again, to fill in the blank with trumpets, because Jewish tradition includes blowing the shofar on this feast. However, it is the next feast, Yom Kippur, 10 days later, where Yahweh actually commands us to blow a trumpet or shofar. We are told to observe Yom Kippur on the 10th day of the 7th month in Leviticus 16:29 and Leviticus 23:27 and Numbers 29:7. Also instructing us on Yom Kippur, Leviticus 25:9 tells us, We are to cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. The Hebrew word shofar is actually present in this verse and is correctly translated as trumpet, but the Hebrew word here that is translated as Jubilee is actually teruah. What's that all about? This verse actually has shofar and teruah in it, yet they didn't translate it as blowing the shofar. Why not? This is the only verse where we are commanded to blow the shofar during a feast, and it is not telling us to blow it on Yom Teruah, which is traditionally called the Feast of Trumpets, but instead we are commanded to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. Perhaps the seven trumpets in Revelation are actually referring to the last seven Yom Kippurs before the millennial reign, which would also correspond with the last 7 years, known as the 70th week of Daniel. We will explore this possibility on future programs, but right now let's recap. Yom Teruah is Tishri 1. Yom is the Hebrew word for day of. Teruah is joyful noise and sounding alarm. This is a day of the joyful noise of believers who are born again, grafted in children of Yahweh through true repentance and atoning blood of Yeshua, because they know the second coming is imminent. But also this is a day of sounding alarm, calling out for repentance of those who are not in this group of redeemed, grafted in believers and hence not living accordingly. Yom Teruah is a day of warning to the world regarding the soon coming judgment of the earth, which we will see are the seven trumps or Yom Kippurs of Revelation. Yom Kippur is Hebrew for Day of Atonement or Covering and occurs 10 days after Yom Teruah on Tishri 10. Yom Kippur is also known as a Day of Judgment for those not atoned for or whose sins are not covered by the blood of Yeshua. Yom Kippur is actually the day we are commanded to sound the shofar. Yom Kippur represents the day the trump of Yahweh is blown and is only 5 days before Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, which is Tishri 15. Sukkot or Tabernacles represents the time of the second coming when Yeshua, the living word of Yahweh made flesh, will tabernacle or sukkah or live and reign among men in the millennial kingdom.
1 Corinthians 15:52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet Yahweh in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Will these two verses take place on a Yom Kippur where we are told to sound or blow the shofar? Time will tell, but right now we need to continue to teruah, or sound the alarm, to a deceived, lost, and dying world every day, and especially on Yom Teruah, while also rejoicing and making a joyful noise to Yahweh in thanksgiving that we have been redeemed by the blood of Yeshua and are looking forward to his coming kingdom of right ruling and justice. Then 10 days later, we all need to blow the shofar as if it were our last chance to sound this same alarm of warning to repent in sackcloth and ashes before the coming of the great and terrible day of Yahweh. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. O Abba, help us to truly understand the gravity of sin and unrighteousness before you, our righteous and set-apart Creator, and of mixing pagan worship with the worship of you, Yahweh, causing you to appear as a common sun god in the eyes of the world. O Abba, forgive us of the sins of our nations, in that we allow the murder of unborn babies in their mothers' wombs and the oppression of the widows and the poor of our countries. If we truly understood the gravity of the enormous pit of sin that our people and our nation have been allowed to sink into, we would be on our faces in sackcloth and ashes, fasting and weeping before you, as Nineveh did when you confronted them with their sins. We pray that you reveal these sins to us and uncover that which has been hidden, so that we repent and rid our countries of these evils and abominations, that you would open our eyes to see these abominations and sins as you see them. Yes, we are forgiven because Yeshua took our punishment, but our hearts should be burdened nonetheless for those that are still mired in these sins and who are drunk with the wine of Babylon. We should be grieved by the lies that are spoken about you, our Creator and King. Bring your people back into covenant with you through Yeshua. Lead us to truly honor the Sabbaths and other days that you have set apart to meet with your children. In Ezekiel 9:4-6, it is recorded that you, Yahweh, told one of your messengers to go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that were being done in the midst thereof. And to the others you said in Ezekiel's hearing, go after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither ye have pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any one upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then we are told they began at the ancient men which were before the house, those who were at your sanctuary, supposedly worshipping you. O Abba, we know you are and have always been merciful. We pray for your mercy today, Abba. Likewise, in Revelation 7:1-3, certain ones of your people Israel, including both natural and wild branches that have been grafted in, are sealed with the mark of Yahweh, your mark or seal in their foreheads. And because of this mark, we see in Revelation 9:3-6, that those sealed are protected from your judgments that come upon the earth during great tribulation. In Ezekiel, you give us a clear example of who will be sealed during this time of great judgment to come upon the whole earth, those that sigh and cry at all the abominations that are done throughout the earth. Let not our hearts be hardened against seeing, crying, and repenting over those things that you, O Yahweh, call abominations. Teach us to pray prayers of repentance as Daniel and David prayed in sackcloth and ashes, with fasting and weeping. O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Elohim, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you, and to them that keep your commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs unto you, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries where you have driven them, or us, because of our trespasses that we have trespassed against thee. O Yahweh, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To you, Yahweh, our Elohim, belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against you. Neither have we obeyed your voice, our Elohim, to walk in your laws, or Torah, which you set before us by your servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed your law, even by departing, that we might not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against you, and you have confirmed your words, which you spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according to all thy righteousness, we beseech you, let your anger and fury be turned away, O Elohim. Incline your ear and hear, open your eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousnesses, but for your great mercies, O Yahweh. Yahweh, hear, O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer not for your own sake. O my Elohim, for your city and your people are called by your name. Amen. Baruch Abba B'Shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Today we want to praise you and pray in agreement with Isaiah 12:1-6, 25:1, 42:5-12, and Luke 21:36. Abba Yahweh, your word says, in that day thou shalt say, O Yahweh, I will praise thee. Though thou were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and thou comforted me. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. O Yahweh, this is that day. The day we, in unity, cry out to you, O Yahweh, we praise you. You were angry with us, but your anger is turned away, and you comfort us. You alone are our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid, for you are our strength and our song. You have become our salvation through your Son, Yeshua. You alone have planted among us life eternal. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim. Therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. In this day we pray you, O Yahweh, we call upon your name and declare your doings among the people of the earth. We make mention that your name is exalted. We sing unto you, O Yahweh, for you have done excellent things. This is known and will be known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thy inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of us. O Yahweh, you are our Elohim. We will exalt you and praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. From Isaiah 42:5-9, you, O Yahweh, created the heavens and stretched them out. You spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it. You gave breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. And speaking of Yeshua, our salvation, you, O Yahweh, declared, I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness, out of the prison house. You, Yahweh, yourself declared that you are Yahweh. That is your name, and your glory you will not give to another, neither your praise to graven images. You tell us to behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do you declare. Before they spring forth, you tell us of them. O Abba, thank you that you have provided salvation through your Son, your Word made flesh, Yeshua our Messiah, to restore us to your covenant. Through him we are set free. Our blind eyes are opened. We no longer want to tolerate the darkness. Let your light shine through your people, that we would be a light to the nations for your glory alone. We reject all graven images, idols, and false worship in our lives. Help us to cast them away, that they would be burned up in your fire, so that we would worship only you in Yeshua's name. We sing unto you, Yahweh, a new song, in your praise from the ends of the earth. Praise ye Yahweh and your Son, our King Yeshua, in whose righteousness we trust and want to be found clothed in. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Abba, we want to be found awake and watching, and we pray always in Yeshua that all of your people would be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are and will be coming to pass, that we would be able to stand before the Son of Man, our King and Savior, Yeshua, our Messiah, in righteousness and purity. Continue to show us our errors, that we would quickly repent of them and return to you and your Torah, the rules of righteousness for your house. Help us especially to love our neighbors, the poor, fatherless, and widows, whether they are believers or not, that through our actions of love and justice they might turn and glorify you. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. In the name of Yeshua, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of Yahweh, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Heal us, O Yahweh, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Have mercy upon us, O Yahweh, for we are weak. O Yahweh, heal your people, whose bones are vexed. Hear our unified prayers to heal all of your people, just as you hearkened to King Hezekiah and healed the people of his time. Allow us to tear down and crush in pieces our brass serpent on a pole, just as Hezekiah did back then, that we would instead look upon only Yeshua, who was lifted up for our salvation and healing. We pray for and look forward to the day that none of your people would have any need for pharmakia or the medical industry. Let today be that day, Abba. Release your people from the bondage of the sickness and diseases of Egypt that have been poured out upon us because of our sins and the sins of our fathers. O Yahweh, we cry unto you and thank you that you hear us. We trust in your promises and believe that you have healed us. By Yeshua's stripes we were healed. We are already healed. Yeshua said it was finished on the cross or stake. He took our sins and deserved punishments, including sickness and disease, upon himself, and he became sin for us. We trust and believe all of this. Please give us the strength to live it. In the power and authority of Yeshua, we rebuke and renounce all sickness of ourselves, our families, and all the rest of your people, joined to your covenant, the tree of Israel, through your Son, your Word made flesh, Yeshua our Messiah and King. You are Yahweh Rapha, our healer. We look to you with expectancy and faith that we are healed in the blood of Yeshua for your glory. We will praise and honor you. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Yeshua's name, we pray all of this. Amen. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes. We also wish you a very blessed Yom Teruah, or day of sounding alarm and joyful noise. In Yeshua's name, be blessed.
It is good to give thanks to Yahweh, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning, and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!